It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Center field. Judge retreats. He'll make the grab, but the Dodgers have come all the way back and taken the lead in game 5.
And that was the last lead they would have. The Los Angeles Dodgers, winners of the Fall Classic, knocking off the Yankees in 5 games. Some pretty exciting games. That walk-off grand slam in the first, that was great. That was a good game last night. The game the Yankees won, I thought, was a pretty good game, too. In general, it wasn't a terrible World Series.
No.
But the Yankees did kind of get gentlemen swept. I mean, you know, what are you going to say?
For a lopsided World Series, it was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, there were some entertaining moments. It was an entertaining postseason in general.
And it also helps when Judge and Stanton are hitting home runs.
Yeah.
And you kind of have highlight-type great players stepping up to the moment a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, listen, between... When you have one side, and this is the losing side, the side getting kind of boat raced in this series, where the middle of their order is Soto, Judge, Chisholm, Stanton, Rizzo, Volpe, and that's the team that got their ass kicked? It's a good series. I mean, that's an entertaining product. That's a good product.
Also tells you how far you are away.
It really does. Does it not? I mean, does that tell you?
Because that's like old school Sox teams where you had like Bill Miller winning the batting title.
Going against the Yankees with A-Rod and Giambi and Sheffield and all those guys. It's the same thing.
Like, that's the world you used to be in, and now you're not really in.
Nope, you're not part of that anymore. And over on the other side, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Hernandez, Muncy, Kike, Will Smith, Gavin Lux. I mean, this is...
Did you see the Will Smith thing?
What Will Smith thing?
5 straight World Series winners have Will Smith.
Really?
He's 2 of them, obviously.
He's right, and there's another Will Smith.
And then there's a relief pitcher that's been on a couple of them, I believe.
Was he on the Rangers last year? He must have been, right?
He must have been.
The last 5,
It's 5 straight World Series. You need a Will Smith on your team. Which brings us full circle to our earlier discussion about whether Will Smith is the best rapper turned art.
Rapper turned actor. Yeah, right, sure. That's very...
I got a suggestion of LL Cool J. Is he in the conversation?
LL Cool J, we mentioned him. LL Cool J is
we focused on the Ices,
well.
But LL also.
I'd say LL was... I don't know. I don't know how much great of an actor he is.
Hey, Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, where he fights
and,
a shark.
He's also, isn't he in...
I thought he just had a song on Deep Blue Sea. He was in Deep Blue Sea?
I think he was in it, yeah.
Isn't he in Jumanji?
That I don't know.
LL Cool J was in Jumanji?
And he's on that NCIS LA show right now.
Yes, he's on one of the
NCIS. I know that. I know he's on one of the NCIS shows.
Wait, you don't like it? You love Law & Order, whatever.
No, I don't. I don't even watch that show, but I like Ice-T on that show.
And speaking of...
Funny stuff on that show.
Speaking of Halloween, LL Cool J is in Halloween H2O.
Right, I knew
that.
He
plays a security guard.
I knew he was in that.
See?
Busta Rhymes is in another one. He kills Michael Myers.
Busta Rhymes killed Michael Myers?
Yes, Halloween Resurrection.
Giving it away?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
15 years ago.
My head is like a shark fin. Remember that song?
Yeah. It's like, cool. Is this for the shark movie by chance that you're making? Is it something to do with that?
Didn't LL Cool J fight the snake too in Anaconda?
That was Ice Cube.
That was Ice Cube, yeah.
Yeah.
They got snakes out here this
really
big.
We're really coming full circle back to Ice Cube.
They got snakes out here this big was a great line.
That's
I mean, that was really an all-time in cinema history, I would say. It's got to be right up there.
8-6-0. Come on, guys. Epic choke job. Yeah, we said that earlier. I said absolutely. This was not a comeback by the Dodgers. This was a gag job by the Yankees.
100%. And LL Cool J was in Deep Blue Sea, along with having the hit song. Bluest My Head Is Like a Shark's Fin. LL Cool J was Sherman the Preacher. And I think didn't he stab a shark in the eye with his crucifix or something?
Yeah.
Isn't that what he did? Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was an extreme gag job by the Yankees, of course. Even if you're down 3-1, you have a 5-0 lead in that game. 5 unearned runs in one inning? Oh, my God. That couldn't have possibly been better. I was watching that inning. I almost wanted to just take my clothes off. Turn the pictures around, you know, put a little Sade on the old speaker and have some fun, because that was beautiful.
Where was your family? Yankees,
they were upstairs. Watching the Yankees melt down like that. Oh, that I felt that in my plums. That was beautiful. That was a wonderful inning. I don't know. You can call it a choke job if you want. I call it pornography.
Do you like Aaron Judge?
Yes.
Because I was a little torn on that.
I like Aaron Judge.
So, like,
I'd take him on the Red Sox any day.
Oh, 1,000 times out of 1,000. But I'm just saying there's other people that I would rather have make an error like that, an embarrassing error. He wouldn't be at the top of my list.
Oh, right, because you like him. I see what you mean.
Yeah, I kind of like him, and you kind of feel, but like, I mean, that's history. Mm-hmm. You're one of the greatest players of all time, but don't tell me you're not going to remember that for the rest of your life.
For sure.
In the World Series, a routine play you made look like a little leaguer. I guess even I didn't have the audio on. I must not have been listening. Were they making excuses for him, like he lost it in the lights or something?
At first, yes. At first, I feel like they were saying, he must have lost that one in the lights, just trying to come up with something. You know how they do that sometimes in the World Series. You don't want to make it look like some guy just made some bonehead error.
Yeah, but I have eyes. I saw that he just made a bonehead error.
He did just make
a
bonehead
error. Don't lie to me.
That's all that
happened. Tell me it's raining.
It was like in the other game when Sterling starts going on and on about, I thought he got all of that one, Susan. And Susan's like, maybe the flag's blowing in. It's the worst impression
ever. Let's make excuses.
Yeah, making up excuses for Sterling, who clearly can't see and doesn't know what he's looking at.
What'd you think of his final call we played earlier? When they're jumping up and down, you know something good happened or whatever.
That was brutal. Do we have that? Can we hear Sterling's final call of the World Series? This was, I mean, my goodness. Breaking
ball, cut on a miss. Strike 3. Ball game over. World Series over.
Lose.
Dodgers win. Los Angeles is the new champion, and they're going nuts on the field. I don't blame them. When you see them jump around like this, boy, there's reason for it. They deserve it. They erased a 5-0 lead tonight. The
got them there.
And the Dodgers win the ball game by the score of 7-6.
Win the ball game and score 7-6. And when you're jumping around, it's good jumping over there.
Hey, Jackson, you want to impart your wisdom on the audience as to who should have called the game?
Well, I made a bonehead move earlier. I said that Vin Scully should have probably been, brought in there to, you know, kind of cap off the season, but I was unaware that he's no longer with us.
Vin Scully passed away 2 years ago, I want to say?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Won't be coming down for breakfast.
No, he won't.
I thought he retired from baseball, not
He
did retire from baseball. That's true. I remember one of the few games I worked on back in my first stint here at WEEI, I believe. Yeah, it must have been. It was like 2017 or something around then. The Red Sox played the Dodgers, and Joe Castiglione and Vin Scully before the game just sat in the booth and just chatted and just had like a little, you know, they talked about being longtime broadcasters and how the games changed and stuff like that. It was great. It was really, really good. Actually, I talked to Joe about that at the Jimmy Fund. I was like, do you remember that? He's like, yeah, I remember that. And I just remember I was working on it. That was my Joe Castiglione impression.
You went through it quick. You get in and out.
And it was just working on that. I remember thinking about it being like, man, that is a lot of data up there between those two guys. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of baseball knowledge and info and sort of wisdom being imparted there.
And along those lines, as soon as Jackson said it, I kind of thought of, if they really wanted to, with those guys that have done baseball for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, with the way AI works, couldn't they have them call the games AI style?
Nothing but a G thing, baby.
I mean, he's literally said everything into a microphone. So the words are there somewhere if some computer wanted to create Joe Castiglione doing games for the next 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me.
What was that from?
Greg used to have Joe just read rap lyrics. And so we just have folders of Joe, you know, saying some of the, you know, most iconic rap lines.
That's pretty. That's what's that, Drake?
That was Drake. Yeah, don't pull up. It's God's the same plan. Yeah, that's
Drake. Tough summer for him. tougher summer. The Red Sox, White Sox, or Drake? Who had a tougher summer? The White Sox or Drake?
Probably Drake.
Probably Drake. Drake.
Yeah,
he got mollywopped.
Absolutely.
The White Sox lost 125 games. Like, they had the worst season ever.
But it happens. You got a new season coming. Like,
you knew that was going to happen in June already. They were so historically bad, and I think they kind of embraced it. But Drake may. I mean. Just Drake.
Not Drake, man.
Drake rapper, you know. I mean, and he's like used to getting embarrassed.
Yeah, he had a tough summer.
And now when Kendrick disses him at the Super Bowl halftime in front of the whole world.
I know, that's going to be tough.
Sings that line where it's calling him a, you know.
A minor.
Yeah, that's not going
to be. That's going to be tough for him if he does that song at the Super Bowl. And he has to do that song at the Super Bowl, right?
That's the whole reason.
You can't, it's catapulted him into this spot. You can't go to the Super Bowl and then not do that song.
I was wondering, though. That is a question I have. I wonder if he will.
He's got to.
You would think.
At least a verse or two. Yeah, maybe not the whole thing. It's a long song.
Yeah.
But he's got to do a little bit.
That's what they usually do is like a compilation, right?
Right.
They usually bang through a bunch of songs.
I remember when the Patriots beat the Rams, that Super Bowl was in Atlanta, and they had Big Boy come out in the very beginning, and he did like two bars of Kryptonite.
Yeah.
And then that was it, and then they had Adam Levine come out for the rest of it. I was like, no. Back to Outkast. Come on, bring him back out. And that was it. They're like, no. You can't do any more songs. And the thing is, Outkast has a ton of family-friendly songs.
Absolutely,
if they ever wanted to do a halftime show, they could do Hey Ya.
Hey,
they could do Rosa Parks. They could do all those songs. Like that. That would be a very family-friendly.
I feel like a lot of their songs are.
Yeah,
there might be occasional
big hits,
something,
know?
But yeah, they have huge hits that are very PG.
Yeah, I'm surprised Kendrick Lamar got a halftime before Outkast did. I'm surprised that happened. I thought Outkast would get one.
Is Outkast still together?
Not really, no.
But they
might come back together for the Super Bowl, you know?
Andre just put out an album.
A flute music.
Yeah, he only plays the flute.
Yeah.
What?
Andre 3000 is a flautist now.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not like a...
No, it's not a joke.
Saturday Night Live.
He's touring. He's touring around playing the flute now.
And the album, you got to look up the album name. It's the longest album name maybe of all time.
Yeah, and then each song's name title is like crazy.
Like 24 words or
so
something.
So he's kind of off the rails.
Yeah, he's definitely off the rails.
It's poetic.
He's not rapping anymore, which I'm bummed out by.
He's,
but also, you know, these guys turn 50 and they're still rapping, and I just feel like there's not a lot of guys who pull that off very well.
How many guys pull off going from rapper to flute guy?
Well, he's the first one, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Jesus.
617-779-7937. Steve is in Fall River. He has a thought on Drake May. Hi, Steve.
Oh, I just have to chime in on the guy from Cranston.
Oh, I thought you were going to comment on Outkast being in the Super Bowl or not.
I have to say something. Where is Jason Tatum? He's not in the upper echelon of the NBA. He just thinks he is? Really? He's in the upper echelon of the NBA.
He definitely is. Yeah. I think we all agree with
that. Okay. He thinks he's there. He's got still more to do. No, he's there already.
Well, I don't think. Do you think Tatum's as good as he thinks he is, Steve?
It doesn't matter if he thinks he's the great. No, he said he's one of the greatest players on earth.
Humbly, I'm one of the best players of all time, he said. Right?
Is he?
Okay, and I say humbly, I'm the greatest talk show caller in Boston sports.
And you're both wrong.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
And if there was, think about it, and even worse than Jason Tatum, and if there was a Hall of Fame for this place, if you name it after me, the Steve from Fall River sports callers from New England Hall of Fame.
I don't know. Frank from Gloucester, it might be a memorial wing for him at least, yeah.
Frank from Gloucester and the other guy from the Cape.
Butchie from the Cape, of course.
There's a rule. If your time on the radio is four times longer than you haven't been on the radio, in other words, you've been gone.
And Steve, I think those guys are not. Both of those guys are no longer with us, so you're the last remaining, old-timey caller.
You have to have the committee.
He's just talking away. Just going, yeah.
Elders committee put you
in. He's on?
No, you may not. All right, 617-779-7937.
You were saying something to him, and he's just like babbling away in the background.
He's talking away. I was trying to pay him a compliment.
How old is he?
Steve from Fall River?
Yeah.
I guess at least 100. He's got to be 100, right? At least triple digits.
Great story.
He's got to be up there.
Yeah, that was...
If he's anything less than 78, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I was going to say late 70s,
early
80s. Late
70s is where I'd peg Stephen Fowler, but I have no idea.
He's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, he does.
Which is a good thing.
A lot of belief in himself, too. A lot of self-confidence.
Well, you got to have that.
You do.
I asked him, like I asked Jacoby Brissett, if he was one of the top 32 quarterbacks, I'm sure Steve would think so, too.
Steve would definitely say so. He'd say, yes, I am. Just like Jacoby Brissett said it to you. His call screen had nothing to do with any of that stuff he was talking about. It was something about Drake May.
It rarely does,
which is
does,
why
right?
I wanted to pivot over to what he was talking about. Drake May playing or not playing. Maybe that's what he wanted to say at the end, but he'd already been on for a minute and a half. Either way, Drake May playing or not playing, what? What are you
I got to check
for?
A poll, because Fitzy actually posted a poll, and I wanted
on whether
see,
he should play or not.
If it were, if he's cleared to play, would you play him? And I wanted to see what the actual results were.
Let's take a look at that, because I'm interested in seeing that, too.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still leaning towards no. I'm still leaning towards
why?
Don't,
oh my God, we're
about.
Back to the same debate like when it was Jacoby. Should we put May in? Should we start May?
Yeah, but it's a different version now.
It's a different version of this, I would say.
Okay.
This is a little closer. This is closer than who would win in a fight poll, that's for sure.
This is 700 votes. We're on Fitzy's Twitter account. So remember that. I always like to tell people it's Fitzy's Twitter account. So these are you people. These are the homers of all homers.
Yep.
The most homerist people that you can find follow Fitzy. And they have 65% of the votes say start him, it's football, which is what I voted, and 35% sit him, be cautious. I don't see the point. Like, I think Tom feels the same way. Like, if the doctors, if he goes to your trainer, then he goes to your doctor, then he goes to the independent neurologist, and they all sign off, check off, I don't even know how
and
they do
say,
it.
Say, yeah, he's fine to go, then that's fine. Then
put
he
him
should
out
be
there.
In uniform, and he can be the backup, and if something happens to Brissett, he can go in. He didn't practice all week.
We knew he has practiced for 30 minutes
30
yesterday.
Minutes.
I'm guessing today maybe it was 45 or something. I got to feel like there's some sort of ramp up in stage four or whatever he's crossed over into. He's practiced enough. He's the starting quarterback of your football team, and you're going to a winnable game against Mason Rudolph, another bad football
team. Who cares?
Team.
It's a winnable game.
Because they want to win. Don't listen to me. Stop listening to me so much. They want to win. Did you hear Tom Curran? They got to start figuring out what they want to be, not about a foundation.
Right, they have to figure out if they want to win or not.
Well,
is what they're...
Whenever
it's a question, that means it's not guaranteed, is what
well,
I think.
Well, it isn't guaranteed,
right.
But... And the other factor is they're just more fun when he plays.
That's true.
Way more fun.
More eyeballs,
those
that's for sure.
Two games and one... Well, there's no eyeballs this week. I just saw the map. I think Ben Volen put it out of, like, this game's pretty buried in terms of most of the nation will have no idea what's going on between Tennessee and New England. If you don't live in Tennessee and New England, you're not watching this game at all.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's probably true. What the hell do you care? unless you're another team fighting for the number one overall pick. You know, maybe Carolina cares, or the Jets care, or, you know, one of those teams.
Plus, earmuffs, Jacoby Brissett. If you're listening, real quick, turn your radio down. Okay, 3, 2. It's a battle of two backup quarterbacks if he starts. Because Mason Rudolph versus Jacoby Brissett is not two starting quarterbacks in the National Football League that anybody wants to see. I'd much rather see Will Levis versus Drake May. Two young guns. Especially that if you're a Patriots fan, that helps you. Because you got Will Levis throwing you the ball, what, minimum 2 to 3 times in a game? He's going to turn the ball over. That's what he does. He's a human turnover machine. So you should be hoping to see the young guns.
Yeah, we'll see. I think that you're probably right. I think that May's probably going to play. I don't think that this is the type of thing. And early on in the season, you remember, I wasn't one of those people saying, don't play him. He's going to get killed out there. The offensive line's not good enough, whatever. All that stuff was... I thought being nana, you know, nah, you can't have him out there. It's
being
football.
What?
Being a nana.
Oh,
you know, you can't put him out there. It's football. I understand that it's football, but this is also a head injury. And I think that changes things a little bit. That does change for me anyway. It changes things up a little bit, not just in terms of who's going to be the starter, but in terms of who's getting the reps in practice. How much is he allowed to participate? If he's only going a third of the way one day and only half this day, It seems to me like that's a pretty easy excuse to say, all right, we're going to be a little cautious here. He hasn't practiced as much as we'd like him to. It's still a rookie going through his progressions as a young quarterback, and so we're gonna stick with Brissett. And if he needs to go in, he can go in off the bench, but we're going to start Brissett.
Does this argument sway you? So when Brissett started, the wide receivers were a mess, mostly about he doesn't see me when I'm open, he never gets me the ball. When Drake May started, well, the wide receivers were still a mess, but it was mostly drops, right? He sees them when they're open, and he throws them the ball. They just don't catch it often enough. Would it be a step backwards to have to continue to play with Jacoby Brissett? Is the advancement of the wide receiver room, which I think we all think is secondary to Drake May, is probably the most important part of the second half of the season? Figuring out, I think Curran said something like, do you have to totally reset it again at the wide receiver room after this year? Figuring out if any of those guys are staying? Can't you figure that out easier if it's working with Drake May as opposed to Jacoby Brissett?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay, so play Drake May.
Yeah. I mean, if that's something you need to figure out by week 9, or if it's so urgent that you need to know this right now, I'd say fine. But I also sort of think you know what you got here with this wide receiver group anyway. Chris is on the Cape before the break. Chris?
Negative.
Yeah, negative. Hey, guys. Just as an aside, just a little information on Steve from Fall River.
Oh, no.
I actually know him.
Okay.
I actually know him personally.
I'm sorry to hear that, Chris.
He's a very, very affluent businessman.
Oh.
He owns a very large produce company in Fall River.
Okay.
He's not even 70 yet. And
oh, wow.
When I say
not even 70,
when I say he comes across a totally different person on, it's all shtick when he calls you guys.
Okay.
You know what I mean? After you haven't
deep down,
figured
he's
that
a,
out.
Deep down, he's a teddy bear is what you're saying.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. He does a lot for the community. He really is a solid, solid salt of the earth guy.
Does he want to sponsor the show?
Yeah, I know. We got openings here. We can. It's a brand new show. We got a lot of
I'll pimp produce.
Yeah. I cook a lot of chicken.
The best melons in the business.
That's right.
Steve in Fall River.
He's a great guy. He really is.
All right.
Just as an aside, now you know a little bit more about the great Steve from Fall River.
Are you related to him, Chris? Be honest.
No. I've just done business with him over the years.
Well, you sound like you're related to him. Sound like he put you up to that.
The man, the myth, the legend.
I feel kind of bad now ripping him if he's like this great guy. Plus
affluent.
I don't feel bad at all.
Affluent.
I don't feel bad
No, you
at all.
Didn't rip him. He knows what he's getting into.
I'm still reeling
plus, he's
for
kind
money.
Of an annoying DB on the radio.
Right.
But he's fun. You know, he calls every... Hey, you know what? And he's loyal.
He's
he
loyal?
He calls every show. He's you know, and you got to give him to that.
And he creates a reaction.
Yeah.
When Steve calls... You will react. Somehow, some way, there will be a reaction, and I watch the reaction tick off on the Twitch chat. I watch it tick off on the text line.
Reaction, people change the channel.
I didn't say it's always good. I just said there's an automatic. Not all callers create reactions.
It's true.
He creates reactions.
Yes, he does. 617-779-7937. It's Halloween today, and no one has dominated Halloween quite like Bill Belichick. That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.